Guys, the SCG, it's had a bit of a revamp as far as the menu goes, and some people are raising some eyebrows at what's available.
Yeah.
Who's going to order this sort of stuff? So Justin Hems, he owns Merivale. He's taken over Sydney Cricket Ground's new food menu.
Because cricket starts today, the Gabba in Brisbane.
Of course it does. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Ashes kicks off today. What a day.
Cummins steps into the captaincy.
He does. Yep.
I look forward to seeing him, you know, pull the boys out of the muck.
What do you think of Ben Stokes' inclusion?
Oh, I think it's great. I think it's long overdue.
Yeah.
For the England team.
Yep.
Okay.
I stand by my comments. I will have no follow-up questions, thank you.
Anyway, so your favourites are still available.
Yeah.
$5.50, 4 and 20 pie.
That's available. What you want. That's what you go to. You go to a sporting game, cricket, rugby league, whatever it is.
Of course. Is it 50 cents for sauce?
I would assume so.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the most un-Australian thing in the world, charging for ketchup.
You pocket those.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that's illegal to steal, I believe.
Yes.
Don't quote me on that.
That and Christmas decorations. Yeah. No, I'm joking.
But maybe your first...
I stole a bauble once. It's just...
I just want to get off my chest.
I just want to get off my chest. Every time I put it on the tree, I feel this absolute wave of guilt. I'm like, oh, it's the one I stole from Bunnings. Anyway, sorry.
Why? And how?
It was a drum. My dad wouldn't buy it for me, so I put it in my pocket.
And you've still got it?
Still got it. Still gets put on the tree.
Why do you have the guilt bauble?
Yeah.
Because I took it. So I might as well use it, but it's just so guilty.
Yeah.
Took it.
But it still goes on the tree because it looks
nice. But it still goes on the tree. Yeah. It's a fun drum.
I've still got those tomato sachets I stole from the SCG.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
What pants did I leave those in?
Anyway, cricket menus.
The ones with the red pockets. Anyway, so if your first try scorer came through and you want to upgrade from your $5.50, 4 and 20.
Yeah.
Well, available is also a homemade braised beef pie for $8 or sausage roll from Newport Burt's.
Okay.
Okay, braised beef. Okay. Yeah.
But you can also, maybe you put a bit of money on that first try scorer and you want to get some dumplings and noodles from Queen Chow or Jimmy's Falafel for $15. Or maybe,
sorry, I'm eating dumplings at the cricket.
Yeah. Maybe.
And noodles. Were you using chopsticks for those bad boys?
Yeah, that's a sloshy food. You know, I'm not dipping me soy and chili with my dumpling and getting it to my mouth without making a mess. I need a hard surface for that.
Especially if it's like a fur or a luxa or something.
Oh, God.
Sloshing about the place.
Oh, goodness me.
All right. Well, that's not as fancy as it gets. No. But not by a long margin. You can get, and even the name of this sounds fancy, it's about 1,000 words, Jordan Toff's Mimi at Coogee and Burt's. There's a serving of a rock oysters.
You can get oysters at the cricket or rugby.
$22.
No.
Chilled tiger prawns for $25 or sashimi for $35.
No.
You can get kale bowls from the healthy cafe.
Wait, am I literally sitting in the stands or am I in some like members restaurant area?
No, this is the food at the SCG,
what?
So some of these places are outlets.
So you can get sashimi and come back and be like, what's the score? What did I miss while you're sitting there eating your sashimi?
This really changes the tone.
It does. It's going to change the
atmosphere. Yeah.
Now, if you think the logistics of maybe your dumplings are difficult at maybe the footy or the cricket or whatever, how's this?
Yeah.
You can get a Tajima Wagyu.
What?
For $60. A steak.
A $60 steak at the cricket ground or footy ground.
It's cooked to order. They're not just sitting there and they bung it on a plate for you.
Are you putting it? I don't know.
I get my steak medium well. It takes ages. Like
medium well? Are you a psycho?
I know.
I don't like pink. It freaks me out.
Let's ruin the steak. But
it takes a long time.
Right, but I don't know. But are you putting a $60 steak in a bain marie?
No, you can't. But it's got to be really quick. There's going to be a big crowd. I mean, I don't know how many people are getting the $60 steak.
Am I getting the buzzer? You know, when you go to the pub, you order your food, you sit back down, and then it goes beep,
maybe
beep,
that's
beep,
what it
pick
is.
It up from but the counter. How do I then get back from my great seats,
obviously?
What you
do is you get your oysters first, go to your
have a
little, steak, then go
a little
to your
antipasto.
Seat, show out some oysters.
Love that. Yeah.
Bring your shucker along.
Tide yourself over.
Yeah. Like you're eating a steak in the, like, reusable cardboard
box.
With bamboo knives and forks.
Oh, my God. They're not handy. I was going to say, they can't be handing people steak knives at the footy or the cricket.
Like, I see what they're trying to do, but, like, no.
So they'll still have your $5.50 pie.
Yeah, you still got your chips for $5, your stadium dog for $5, your large
chips.
Does
it still have,
this is there.
Dirty Bird? Is Red Rooster or anything like that?
You can still get the chicken tenders.
Yeah.
Chicken tenders, the staples.
I just love going and getting Red Rooster at the games. You know what I mean?
Mm.
What was the demand for this sort of cuisine?
Nailed it.
Gotcha. Yeah.
At the footy, cricket, I don't know, like, union. What?
I don't know. Like, if you're an oyster eater, you're just like, oh, I'm having withdrawals for this whole footy game.
Yeah, I can't go another down.
Maybe natural aphrodisiacs.
Another period of time.
Another down.
Another down. I went NFL there. That was weird, wasn't it? I watched The Blind Side recently. It's in my brain. That's really strange.
It's very odd. And will this go as far as coming to McDonald Jones? You know what I mean?
Totally.
What are they going to be serving? Cured meats there and sushi?
Yeah, Restaurant Mason will set up a stall.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get a little bit of beef tartare or some sort of carpaccio.
Because, like, great if you're in the market for that sort of stuff, but do you want to pay the extra 180% on top of that to get it at the footy?
You know what they're doing? Have they noticed that many people like to get on the beers at the footy, and they're going, well, once they get to a level of intoxication, you know, your idea of money goes out the window.
The pub is shut.
Exactly.
So once you,
that's not
exactly. So then you start looking at a menu, you go, oh, steak. Hell yeah, I'm bougie.
Yeah.
And you just hand over $60.
Maybe.
You just know what I mean?
It.
Yeah.
Look at the marbling straw on this bad boy. I love you, man.
Or do you just want to get your oysters so you can throw them at people?
Well,
an oyster in the face is never good.
Exactly.
People simply take this seriously, rapidly. Get on the beers. That's your civic duty. That's what's most important. And that's what must be done. Beers.
So this is what they're playing when they're in their wagyu.
Well, I mean, my steak.
Yeah.
Okay. Diane's or something.
I look forward to it.
That's an extra $40.